TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders, and we've been committed to taking you closer to the action. We're back in Richmond, Virginia today after our trip to Titletown, USA for the road Thursday night football test between Washington and the Green Bay Packers. And I open the show by telling you, you know, it was a long weekend. You had the disaster of a performance by Virginia Tech on Saturday. As I sit here today, Monday, September 15th at 1 p.m., I am over the loss to the Green Bay Packers and ready to look forward to the next game against the Vegas Raiders. We open up the phone lines, 833-804-0910, or tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, boss?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
All right, Stubby, put the Commander's theme song in the system, and I want you to ding or dong me. Ding me if you agree with me here on a Tell the Truth Monday. That is one of the things I love about Dan Quinn in this coaching staff. They'll be honest with each other. They will watch the film, and he will do what he does best, which is coach. All right? I think he is a great coach and making improvements. And as bad as it was on Thursday, I thought the team deserves credit for their halftime adjustments. They had 3 points at the break. They finished with 18. All right? That's adjustments right there. They gave up two 90-plus yard drives defensively in the first half. They got some stops in the second half. It was a better second-half performance. They just didn't show up in the first game, in the first half. And so on a Tell the Truth Monday, I think the truth that I start with is, for the first time in the Dan Quinn era, it feels like the coaching staff did not do a good enough job getting the guys ready to play. That's what I'm going to say Tell the Truth Monday. The truth is the coaching staff wasn't ready, right? Quan Martin told us they practiced all week to stop the Packers running guys in motion and getting them open. The Green Bay offense ran guys in motion and constantly had guys open. You didn't stop that play. What was wrong with the prep? For the first time in the Dan Quinn era, I think the truth is the coaching staff did not have them ready to play. Tell the Truth Monday. Offensively, the team went 3 and out and then 3 and out. Right? That's a recipe for a disaster right there. That's on Cliff Kingsbury. Cliff takes a big blame in my mind for that. You have to get that first down. I had a bunch of people calling me on Saturday. Why didn't they get to the hurry-up offense? Where are you hurrying up to if you can't get a first down? 3 and out and then 3 and out on the road in Lambeau? It's so hard for your team to recover from that. Tell the truth. The coaching staff got an F. All right? I'll say it right now. They absolutely did good halftime adjustments, but they no-showed in the first half on the road, scoring 3 points. You cannot do that on the road. The coaching staff deserves an F. I'll tell you the truth here on a Monday. Jayden Daniels through 8 quarters does not look like the NFL's rookie of the year. I'm not going to say that he's like regressed, but he doesn't look like the player that he turned into in the second half of last year. I don't think he's trusting his progressions. He is less accurate. I think it's because, and I'm going to stay positive here, the two defensive lines we played have been really, really good. All right, the Packers blitzed him more than any time he's ever been blitzed. But last year, when he was blitzed like that, he found his checkdowns. And so that's why I'm saying coaching staff deserves an F. But also, the truth is, Jaden Daniels has not looked like himself. Is he fully healthy? He took so many hits. But tell the truth is that Jaden deserves a lot of blame for that loss. Tell the truth, Monday, we have a Marshon Lattimore issue. We have a Marshon Lattimore issue. He looks slow. He's our number one cornerback? That's an issue right there. Tell the truth, Monday, the new look offensive line stunk. It was probably their worst game that they've played together. And it's only been two. But, like, Tunsil was bad. Coleman got beat, then got hurt, right? On the other side, Connerly just got destroyed. He was so bad that there were people calling for Andrew Wiley to get an opportunity. What? Tell the truth, Monday, Matt Gay is on his last leg in D.C. He cannot have another miss where I think he's cooked. I don't care what the distance is anymore. I told my guys on Saturday that if he is 100% from below 50, I think he's going to keep his job. And then after I watch Brandon Aubrey, right, and you watch his kickers around the league making it from 50-plus with the game on the line, I changed my mind. He can't miss again. Matt Gay, the kicker, is on his last leg in D.C. That's the truth, I'll tell you. Tell the truth, Monday, Jordan Love played much, much better than I thought he would. He out-dueled Jaden Daniels. I thought he was impressive with his accuracy and his timing. Tell the truth, I didn't think he was going to be that good. Tell the truth, Monday, we all have to admit that Micah Parsons wrecked our game plan. The former Dallas Cowboy got his revenge on Washington. He wrecked our game plan. He destroyed everything that we wanted to do, and he's a big reason that Jaden Daniels had an MRI and his knee was destroyed. Jaden was aware of where Micah was and was constantly running away from him. Tell the truth, Monday, Terry holding out lost us vital practice time and might be a contributing factor for why we lost that game. Tell the truth, Monday here, Terry holding out has hurt this team more than we talked about in the offseason. Tell the truth, Monday, Austin Ekeler shouldn't have been on the field as much as he was. That's part of the coaching staff's issue, why they deserved an F for that. And I think, tell the truth, Monday, Dietrich Wise losing him for the season will really hurt our run defense. I'm actually very, very worried about what Ashton Gentry's going to do this weekend when he comes to town. That's my thoughts on the Tell the Truth Monday. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-833-804-0910 or tweet me at AWOD Radio. We've got Tris on line one. Tris, you're on the fan with AWOD.
How are you doing, Adam? Thank you for having me.
I'm doing okay for a misery Monday because I'm kind of over the loss, but there's a lot of things that piss me off still.
I mean, that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I'll be completely honest. It's an honest Monday as well. I missed the first half of that game because I was taking my brother to a Squirrels game in the last week that they exist in the Diamond. But I came home and it was halftime, and I was like, okay, we're down, you know, whatever. But then I watched this team, and it was like everybody was lost. I looked at, and I didn't even recognize the team. Jaden he was throwing balls in the ground on screens. Like, I didn't even know about the Dietrich Wise thing. I think that's going to be, a huge, I was so looking forward to watching Dietrich Wise on this team this season, and I'm not going to get to do that now. Everyone's been talking about the Matt Gay doinks and everything, and I really don't think that's a big deal, but everything was flat. I really do kind of blame, I don't know if it's Quinn or AP, but that was a soft preseason and training camp. I don't think that we're prepared. For this, I'm just kind of mad at the preparation, and
Hopefully it'll get better, Tris. I appreciate you chiming in. There has been a lot of talk about this soft preseason. I kind of understand both sides. Number one, well, you played late into January. Only three other teams played as much football as you or more. Obviously, the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Philadelphia Eagles. But then, like, this Terry holdout thing, it's certainly hurting them offensively. But the coaching staff just had a terrible game. And hopefully it's just one performance there by them. But they were beat in all three phases. Terry McLaurin said it postgame. We were beat in all three phases. It was kind of obvious there with Matt Gay's two missed field goals. That's a loss in special teams. And it doesn't make up for the great return that you had by Deebo Samuel. Jaden Daniels looked lost out there. That's Cliff Kingsbury's fault. Where was the easy throws to get him going? That's why I thought that Matt LaFleur had such a terrific game plan. He sent wide receivers in motion and just got Jordan Love comfortable with a lot of easy completions on third down to move the chains. That didn't happen for Washington. And then I thought, you know, Joe Witt Jr. just had a terrible game as the defensive coordinator. Like, all three coaches were outcoached by the Packers, but you got to give the Packers credit. This is an organization that's been building towards this, and then they went all in with the Micah Parsons trade. Through 2 weeks, they look like a top two team in the NFC. Washington's got a lot of work this week to improve before they take on the Vegas Raiders. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. It's kind of, you know, just puzzling to figure out why they were so bad on Thursday night, but I'm going to chalk it up to we got outcoached, and you're on the road in a short week in a very tough environment against the Packers. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on by, grab a beer, and check out the show. We are live and local till 3 p.m., and that's when Burger Night begins. 3 p.m. to midnight, get a cheeseburger for $2.95, or add bacon and beer cheese like I like to do for $3.95. That's Monday here at Capital Ale House. I'm in Innsbruck, any of their three Richmond area locations, Innsbruck, Midlothian, or downtown. There are not one, but two Monday night football games to preview as we go around the NFL with NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
All right, so we get the NFC versus the AFC in the early game, Bucks against the Texans, and then your late game is a division rivalry game between the Chargers and the Raiders. But we wanted to go around the National Football League right now with the AWOD Radio winners and losers of Week 2. And I hate to say it, but I have to start this stub with the first winner of the week is Jerry Jones. All right? Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, because he is always finding a way to use money to have an upper hand, and he has done that with his kicker. Brandon Aubrey is one of the most legit weapons in the National Football League, and he's got a case to be one of the greatest kickers of all time, considering he's rarely missed, right? He made an NFL record 35 field goals in a row to begin his career, and then hit from 64 to force overtime, and then hit the winner on Sunday as well to knock off the New York Giants, who did everything offensively to win that game somehow, some way. The Cowboys got the victory. So here's the story on Aubrey. He was in the USFL after just working a day job in Dallas. He got off the couch, started kicking field goals, ends up in the USFL where he's scouted by the former special teams coordinator John Fossil, ends up getting him to Dallas and developing him, and he's been an absolute weapon for the Cowboys. And just, I mean, they don't win that game without him. That's absolutely true. And he's helped them a ton in his NFL career. Jerry Jones is a winner for finding a weapon like that at kicker. It's unbelievable. Yeah, do you have a winner you want to give out?
Well, I just want to say I'm glad you didn't say all of the Cowboys, because if I'm a Cowboys fan, I don't leave that game excited.
No.
I have a Cowboys fan specifically who was quite mad. I mean, the Giants looked terrible week one, and they so close, easily could have beaten the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Winner, Lions back. They're good. They're doing all right. Putting up 52 on the Chicago Bears, per usual. I guess the Packers' defense is maybe the best in the NFL this year, because the Lions are back at it.
Yeah, 52 points. I mean, that offense, they're going to be fine, and they got their revenge kind of sticking it to their former coordinator.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say a winner of the week is old wide receivers that were on the move. Did you see Devontae Adams? Had a touchdown, had 100 yards in L.A. And DeAndre Hopkins was great in Baltimore.
Oh, my God. Devontae and D-Hop looked just incredible.
Yeah.
I watch it on Red Zone. Their names are getting called constantly. They look fantastic. You're absolutely right.
Yep. How about another winner of the week? Those who drafted Bijan Robinson in fantasy. I'm also going to give myself loser of the week, because, Stubb, I told everyone, what was the reason I drafted Bijan Robinson? Because I thought that after he changed his name to Bijan Robinson, he was going to have a fantastic season. He was going to, you know, kind of show out for his new name. And then on the broadcast, they said
Bijan,
he's going back to Bijan. I am such a loser for drafting him for that reason, for them to then change his name back.
He's dang good, though. I mean, what was it, like 143 yards, no touchdown? Like, he's going to put up these points every time.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I love him. I got a loser for you.
Yeah.
And that is the New York Jets. Back at it again.
Giving up 30 to Buffalo, right?
Yeah, Justin Fields puts up one of the worst quarterback performances of all time before getting concussed. Breece Hall doesn't show up. Garrett Wilson doesn't show up. It just looked easy. I mean, Josh Allen barely even had to play that game to win.
Yeah, loser of the week, the New Orleans Saints, losing to backup quarterback Mac Jones. Did you pick that in Survivor? You were very confident.
I really thought about it.
The 49ers would win without Brock Purdy. Mac Jones was good enough to get the win. Saints looked awful.
If Brock wasn't out, I was going to pick them. I was a little worried about Mac Jones. I tell you what, picking against the Saints this week, because it's the Seahawks. I'm still all in on this 0-17 train for New Orleans this year.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a good one, picking against them. It's been a good strategy. Any other losers of the week that you want to give out here?
Yeah, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And
I thought you were
going
to say Aaron Rodgers in
I mean, this
particular.
He was a lot worse this time.
Two interceptions, three sacks that really cost them three different drives because they were like 8 yard losses each sack.
Yeah, he looked terrible, especially after last week. I mean, I guess the Jets are just bad, and he put up a good game against them. And you also have to give it to, I am blanking on his name, but the Caleb Johnson. That's going to be a loser of the week for Caleb Johnson. A lot of people are going to remember your name after that one.
Because the ball goes into the end zone, and he doesn't touch it.
Yep.
It's just sitting there. Yeah, just sitting there. All right. It's
easiest touchdown of all time.
Yeah. Wow. Pittsburgh special teams losers of the week. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So a pair of decent Monday night football games. I kind of like the fact that they are separated. Last year we had some overlapping Monday night games and you had to choose which one to view. I like this. Now you have to stay up late. It certainly would be easier if you were a West Coaster watching that Vegas game. But for all of my late night football fans, this is going to be a good Monday night football game because there's certainly history between Harbaugh and Pete Carroll. This should be really good. I mean, if you remember, like, Harbaugh was the coach of the 49ers and had a rivalry with Pete Carroll as the coach of the Seattle Seahawks. And now, after, his stint in college and now getting the job at L.A. and Pete Carroll moving on to Vegas, the rivalry recontinued, but now a division rivalry in the AFC West. I think that's going to be the great game. I'm interested in the first one there. The Texans did not look great in week one. They're going to have to be much better offensively. They're going to beat the Bucs because I think the Bucs will be able to score some points. So, I think these are going to be decent Monday night football games. I'm looking forward to it.
I got to say, too, whoever wins that late game, you got a two-game lead on the Chiefs in the division.
Yeah.
That's a huge storyline.
I talked about it last week. I said, not saying hot take is they're going to miss the playoffs. All right, we had that hot take out there. But my hot take after week one was there's absolutely a chance that they don't win their division. And now either the Chargers or the Raiders will have a lead in that division. And also you have to look at the Denver Broncos to possibly win the AFC West as well this year. Even though they lost to the Colts, they looked good offensively. And they'll get the Chargers in week three. That could be a battle to see who's on top of that AFC West. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Want to hear from you. All right, there's a lot of duds over the weekend. Maybe you're a fan of the Hokies and you want to vent about the future of the program without Coach Pry. Maybe you're a Commanders fan still upset about what you watched in primetime on Thursday Night Football or any of the teams in the National Football League. Now is your time to chime in. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. You could tweet us at AWOD Radio. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Appreciate Todd and Jeremy, who are listening right now and tweeted me. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Hokies. That was Bill Roth on the call of one of ODU's, 12 touchdowns that they scored in Blacksburg as they destroy Virginia Tech 45-26 after taking a 28-0 lead at the half. They cruised to victory, and since then we have heard that Brent Pry is out of a job as the head coach of the Hokies, and his hand-picked offensive coordinator, Phil Montgomery, will take over as the interim head coach. That's the lead story on all things college football in the state of Virginia. It's University Drive.
Let's go to University Drive. Scores, rivalries, rankings, all the college football in the state of Virginia. We'll follow the action all season long.
Oh, yeah!
University Drive on AWOD Radio.
So if you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. We are Richmond's home for the Hokies. You can hear every game here on The Fan. And that was a ugly one from Blacksburg. So now's your chance to vent. Give us your thoughts on the firing of Coach Pry, 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. You can tweet me your thoughts at AWOD Radio. Frank is listening. He's a diehard Hokies fan and alum, and he said, AWOD, here's what I want you to read on air. I like Coach Brent Pry, but I don't like the way he coaches. Wonderful guy, cared about the community, but those two things don't make you a good coach. I'm embarrassed by the team. It's been a massive disappointment over the last decade for Virginia Tech football. We need someone to come in and to reset the standard. I'm glad Virginia Tech decided to move on, and now they can make the next decision to move on from Whit Babcock. And he is the AD, and I expect him, from what I've heard, to step down over the next 3 weeks. There will be a vote, I believe, at the end of the month to put millions of dollars into the football program. He is championing that. That will probably be his last contribution to the football program. But, I mean, look, if you're an ODU fan, you know, you're standing on the table celebrating for your team, for your coach, Ricky Ronnie, and the way the program's going. If you're a Virginia Tech fan, you're hiding today because how ugly of a disappointing performance that was. If you made the trip, I want to hear from you. If you left at halftime, I want to hear from you. 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. It's going to be interesting to go inside the locker room and be joined by the play-by-play voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth, on Wednesday, because nobody really saw this coming. I think I expected that ODU would show up in this game. I thought they were really good against Indiana, and the fact that these two teams have kind of played close games in the past, I thought it'd be a close game. There's just nowhere in my mind that I expect 28-0 at the break and overall 45-26. It was worse than a nightmare of a performance Saturday night from Blacksburg. If you want to chime in, give us your thoughts. Stubb runs the ones and twos. He is a Virginia Tech alum, and I know you were not happy with what you watched.
No, just downright embarrassing from start to finish. I don't even care that we scored later. I mean, 31-0 to ODU with a fifth-year quarterback who's supposed to be elite. No, that's so bad. It's so horrifically bad. If you think I'm picking us to beat Wofford next week, I'm not. I think we could go 0-12. Probably 1-11 is more likely. This is just the worst. We're the joke of the NCAA right now. It's terrible. I would not blame any player for leaving now that the transfer portal is open.
Yeah, and that's the scariest part right
there. Yeah, I don't even...
The new rules that allow players to have 30 days now to make a decision, and they will not lose the eligibility of this season because it has not been four games. It's because of that, I actually probably would have held on to Coach Pry for another week. Couldn't have gotten worse against
Wofford.
I don't
know. He could have lost
to Wofford,
dude.
And then guys would be stuck at the program. But now you're going – I predict you're going to have a mass exodus because
I don't blame
no
him
reason
either.
3 weeks into the season to stay.
I'm going to have no beef with a single player who wants to leave after this. I have no beef with a single fan who doesn't want to watch a game after this. It's done. And we got to start over, and there's no hopes here. This is just, like, horrifically bad.
The only hope is that you have extra time to find a new coach to replace Brent Pry. It's not Coach Philip Montgomery, who's named the interim coach, who was the offense coordinator, is not going to be here next year. There's no way that that happens.
No.
Because he was picked by Coach Pry, and the offense has not looked good 3 weeks into this season. So he's going to take over, and he's got head coaching experience, and they're hoping that a guy with experience like that would bring some maturity to the locker room and some confidence, and maybe you would keep some players there, especially at least guys on the offensive side of the ball. But the only bright spot is now you have a leg up on every single other team that will eventually fire their coach because you already have a vacancy now. And the way it works in college football, in college basketball, in college sports now is you have to hire a coach that can bring a team with him. All right, and so you're kind of looking at teams that are playing well. That's why I had several people point to the head coach of UNLV. All right, what's UNLV right now? They are 3-0. Are they a super program? Not really, but they've been going in the right direction under Dan Mullen, who has plenty of experience. He also coached at Florida. And that's why people have said he would be the right guy for the job, and maybe he brings his UNLV Rebels football team with him next season. Is that going to help Virginia Tech win in their non-conference games? hopefully, or it's going to help them win in the ACC. It's going to be difficult because it feels like every other team in the ACC has taken a step forward. I mean, even some of the laughing stocks, right? Virginia Tech's taken a step forward. Wouldn't you love to be Georgia Tech right now? 3-0, and you just upset Clemson? I mean, Wake Forest, Boston College both have lost games. They're going in a better direction than Virginia Tech right now. It's just you've become one of the laughing stocks of college football, but certainly inside of that ACC with your 0-3 start to the season. And the fact that you got blown out twice at home is the most frustrating thing of all of it. It's like that place used to be iconic and used to be a place where teams would fear coming to
Blacksburg. It's supposed to be one of the scariest environments to enter in college football. That Enter Sandman thing, it's registered on the Richter scale before a game started. And we lose to ODU with a team last year people picked for the college playoffs. It's just disgusting. It's so bad.
It's bad, but I think you got to give ODU some credit here. Ricky Ronnie had his boys ready to play. Colton Joseph had a fantastic game. I mean, this is a sophomore here that just was all over the Hokies. He had a couple of great carries, 8 for 63 yards and a touchdown. Great completion percentage, 16 of 22, 276 yards and 2 touchdowns. They had a better game plan. They executed. They were able to run the ball. They were able to throw the ball. They got stops. They did everything. So as much as you want to crush the Hokies, I think you got to also respect the opponent and give credit to ODU for the way they played. But that was just an awful Saturday night from Blacksburg. Continuing inside of the state of Virginia, so that was ODU that got the big victory. JMU had the week off before they will take on Liberty. Virginia had a really good performance, and they defeat William and Mary 55-16. You know, it's not like you're going to learn much from that with Virginia, but you will learn a lot in their next game 5 days from now when they take on Stanford live from Scott Stadium there. But Chandler Morris, who had the injury before, was able to tough it out, 13 of 19, 149 yards and a touchdown. He was able to run as well and took a hit on that one. So, you know, we'll certainly be keeping an eye on that one, but they had such a big victory. They were able to give three different guys an opportunity to come in at quarterback. So a good win for Virginia there. And now, as Michael said, you gotta pick Virginia in that game against Virginia Tech, especially because it's at home for their first chance to win the Commonwealth Cup since 2019. So that's going to be an interesting one at the end of the season, but we are a long way from there. And UVA is trending upwards. ODU is trending upwards. Virginia Tech trending very much downwards. If you want to chime in, give us your thoughts, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. I think the biggest part of my frustration is I've seen what this program was like when it was at its best. I grew up in the Virginia Tech Michael Vick era. We played for a national championship, and then it was Tyrod Taylor who took over the program. And you know, so many other guys have had success at the quarterback position. You know, Randall, Logan Thomas, and now you look at the way Kyron Drones is playing. It's just not good enough to be starting quarterback for Virginia Tech. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most NFL talk in town. We're proud to be Richmond's home for the Commanders. You can hear every game on 910 AM, 105.1 FM. And we are back after our trip to Titletown to check out Lambeau Field Thursday Night Football. It was a disappointing loss to the Green Bay Packers, but really, you got to credit the Packers, and I think that home field advantage made a big difference. Here on the Commander's Corner, I want to take everybody inside the locker room, and we'll start with our conversation with Quan Martin here. I'm frustrated with the fact that I don't think the coaching staff did a good enough job getting the guys ready to play, and luckily this is only the first time we've had that issue. It feels like all of last year, anybody, anywhere, anytime was the motto, and it's legit how it played out. It did not feel that way on Thursday night. I gave the coaching staff an F. Here's my conversation from inside the locker room with Quan Martin.
Definitely give you some extra time, man, just to look in the mirror and, you know, kind of just make the decision of, you know, how we want the season to go. And just fixing little mistakes and just guys just get on the same page so we can be successful.
How difficult is it with all their pre-snap motion?
I mean, we prepared all week for it. I don't think it was really difficult. I think guys just got to have their eyes in the right place and just know where to be within the defense.
Did you feel like there was a point in the game when they took the momentum for you guys?
I don't think the momentum was ever gone. I think we definitely got to start the game better. But I don't think momentum ever really, at least not from our perspective. It's the NFL, man. Like, they're good. They got guys that's going to make plays. It's going to be ebb and flows throughout the game. But, you know, we can't just reap on one play. One play doesn't change the game. But I think, you know, just kind of having that next play mentality.
How does it feel like in terms of missed opportunities with field goal attempts to get you guys closer in this one?
It definitely sucks. But, I mean, it's over. You can't do nothing about it now.
How tough is it to play on Thursday night in Lambeau?
It's my first time. Great environment, but, you know, just like any other place.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
That was Quan Martin from inside the locker room following the defeat to the Green Bay Packers. I mean, if they prepared for the motion offense, they should not have given up 3 first downs in the first half based off of simply a guy running in motion, having a step on Marshawn Lattimore, or I think one time a step on Mikey Sainristil still, and just pitch and catch 8 yards for Jordan Love. Because those, first off, they moved the chains. Second off, they gave him confidence. And then third off, they kind of parlayed that into taking shots downfield in which they were able to connect multiple times, and even one when they caught it at a touchdown. The guy gets hurt. Luckily for Washington, it was called back because of the holding penalty, but it was a big issue. It really was defensively. And then on offense, they just could not protect Jaden Daniels. They couldn't stop Micah Parsons and the rest of the Packers' edge from getting to the backfield and forcing Jaden off of his spot. Here is our conversation inside the locker room with Brandon Coleman.
Adam Epstein here, 910 The Fan, joined by Brandon Coleman. Felt like offensively took a little while for you guys to get going. What was your perspective on the first half offensively?
Yeah, you know, we didn't have a lot of opportunities to run the ball, but that's also because we need to execute, you know, when we're called upon as an O-line, as an offense to make those plays. And then also just sticking true to what we do, you know, not letting anybody dictate what we do. That's what I noticed individually. You know, it's kind of just sticking to what I know how to play football, not letting the other guy dictate how I'm going to set, how I'm going to play, you know what I mean? So it's just staying calm and sticking to how we want to play football as an offense.
How disappointing is it to have some really good field position with the kick returns and things and still only manage 18 points?
Yeah, you know, you always want to go out there and execute to the best of your ability. You know, every time we went out there, we want to execute, be to the best that we can be. And there are times we didn't. There's times where things didn't go our way because of, you know, personally on me, there's technique things, or there's also just communication things. You know, that's part of the game that you learn from and get better for the next week. That, you know, that I was just talking about, like, last year when I had those first couple rough starts, I saw that personally. And this year I kind of know how to apply that. Like, I'm not going to give my head about it. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, like, the game, it's the truth. What happened on, you know, it's on tape. So looking at it and then applying what I can learn from it in this next long week to kind of get better for the week is all I can do.
How frustrating is it to see your quarterback take so many hits?
It's frustrating, man. You know, that's worse to me than anything that can happen. Like, that's my job as an O-lineman. That's our job as an offense, to keep that guy up. And you see a guy hurt like that, it's gut-wrenching for me. You know, I want to keep him up. I know what he can do and what he's capable of. And I want to keep that guy healthy because, you know, that's the guy that we believe in. He believes in us, and we want to show him that his belief is right.
Did you feel like the hits affected him at all?
You know, he's a tough kid. You saw it. You know, he's going to take his breather and get back out there. So, you know, much respect for Jaden. That's a guy that, you know, everybody stands behind for a reason. Just keeping in the fight.
Felt like from week one to week two, you guys were much better in the short yarded situations last week. What do you think went into some of those quick run plays up the middle that trying to get a couple yards?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a bunch of execution, physicality, just coming off the ball and, you know, just sticking to one play at a time, not getting your head about anything.
Thanks, Brandon.
Appreciate it.
It's effing frustrating. Straight from the voice of Brandon Coleman there, talking about how difficult it is to see Jaden Daniels get hit like that. Now, we're awaiting Dan Quinn, who will speak to the media at 3:30, but Adam Schefter just shared his thoughts on the Pat McAfee show. He says, quote, "I don't think it's serious in any kind of way. It was J.P. Finley who had reported that there is some concern, no major concern, after Grant Paulson found out and reported that Washington did have an MRI, had some imaging on his knee following the hits he took on Thursday Night Football against the Green Bay Packers. We'll need a good tell-the-truth Monday for Washington. The offensive line wasn't good enough. The entire defense wasn't good enough. And I know special teams kicker Matt Gay blamed himself for the loss, told the media reporters in the locker room, I take full responsibility for this, as he missed twice from 50-plus. McManus hit from 56, and that 9 points was the difference in the ball game. We want to do a quick blind audio ranking. Stubb has put together five of the plays from the game. We'll rank them. It's going to be difficult here because a lot of these will probably be negative. So usually I'm like, oh, this one's going to be 1, 2, or 3. Now it'll probably be, oh, this one's 5 or 4. Let's get to it, Stubb. Five pieces of audio here on the Commanders blind rankings.
Commanders are in the Nauticon red zone. First time tonight. Need it now. A minute into the fourth quarter, they trail 17-3, first and 10 at the 20. In motion, Jalen Lane. Play action, rolls right, looks back left. Surveying, throws underneath, Zach Ertz cuts back to the right, to the 10, to the 5, towards the end zone!
Give it to him.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! They're back in it!
Beautiful play design.
Good job, Bram. They were certainly back in it for that play, and then the defense gives up like an 80-yard drive, and from 17-10 to 24-10, that was all she wrote. That was the one highlight of the game, I felt like. It was a great design by Cliff Kingsbury to have Ertz block, wait a split second, then he got open in the flat, made a really good cut upfield, showed the wheels, showed that he still has the fountain of youth, 20-yard touchdown catch and run. That was like our most explosive play of the game. Stubb, that has to be number one. There is nothing better than that. What else you got for me here?
Daniel Whelan on the punt, gets it off from his own 15, high, spiral, drive Jalen Lane back to the 19. Catches it, got room at the 25-30, makes a man miss, 35, cuts back to the inside of the field, all the way out to the 43, and there's 2:02 on the clock, so they're going to get a playoff before the two-minute warning.
Ugh, this is so frustrating to do after a loss, Stub. So first off, that's a really good return by Jalen Lane. The field position was too good to only score 18 points. Usually in a loss like that, you see, oh, we started inside the 20 three times. No, his team was constantly starting close to midfield. That was a really good return by Jalen Lane. And then, of course, we all know that was the disastrous drive right there before the half in which you should have called timeouts. Dan Quinn's time management was awful on Thursday Night Football. Luckily, that wasn't the case very much last year. I'm going to go that was play number three right there, the Jalen Lane decent punt return.
Daniels at the gun, McNichols to his left, three wide receivers to the left. McNichols flares out to the right, snap to Daniels, looks, steps up, has to throw it back in the end zone. There are two receivers there, and Luke McCaffrey catches it for a two-point conversion. Offside. However, offside. Oh, it's going to be offsides on Green Bay, so this is going to count.
Luke McCaffrey, two-point conversion. Poof. I mean, it did nothing for me. It really didn't. I'll put it at two, because I guess it's points, right? 2 points. Put it at two. This is so difficult to do after an embarrassing loss. Luke McCaffrey, will put him at two with the 2 point conversion.
Second and four at their own 30-yard line. 1:20 to go, first quarter. Snap to Love, looking, dissecting, running out of time, and he is sacked. He did not get rid of the ball, and Washington knocks him all the way back at the 19-yard line.
Jacob Martin
getting his first sack as a Commander.
I mean, they probably converted after that. I'll go four. We sacked Jordan Love.
Three wide receivers to the right, two to the left, empty backfield. Six across the line for the Packers. We'll see how many they bring, all of them. Daniels has to get rid of it. Hits Deebo Samuel at the five, diving toward the goal line. He's in! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington, for the second straight week. Deebo strikes goal.
This is a situation you bring the blitz.
I mean, I like to see that. He got into the end zone. It continues to be a hard tackle, as he has been throughout his entire career. I'm forced to put that at five. I don't think this is going to match the order that you had, Stub.
No, I mean, probably the touchdowns at the top. Absolutely. I get excited for Jalen Lane, especially on a good punt return. It didn't mean anything, but it's good to show a flash there and then the sack. And then probably the two-point conversion would be fifth for me.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Today's the day for Hokies fans to get something off your chest, to give us your thought. Maybe you're like Stub, who is quietly rooting for Coach Pry to get fired. Or maybe you're like me, and you just really liked him as a person and wanted it to work because of the way he, you know, handles himself on the field and off the field, and I think he was committed to recruiting locally. It's not fun to lose a coach, certainly not just 3 weeks into the season. We'll be joined by Hokie Steve next. You can give us your thoughts, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.